You were in four World Series, 70 and 72, but a 1975 World Series, it's been ranked by ESPN as the second greatest World Series ever played, and Cincinnati won the series 4-3 against the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, but what do they really know? It was the best. Saved baseball, brought baseball back after the strikes and all the sudden things that were going on. So number two, I can't imagine what number one is. Hope it's not the Cardinals and Rangers or something. Because nothing could be better than what we had, and everybody to this day knows all about it.
The sixth game of the series was a 12-inning classic. Do you have memories of that particular game, that sixth game?
Bernie Carbo, of course, was my old roommate. He was the number one draft choice of the Reds in 65. I was number two. We were roommates. 6-3 was the score when Bernie came up. We threw a slider in on his hands, and I have no idea how he even fouled it off. And then it would pitch out over the plate. He hits for the 3-run homer. They have the bases loaded in the ninth inning. We bring in Will McEnany. Nobody out. Bases are loaded. I give Will the sign for the slider, and he throws me a fastball. I don't know that I would have caught it, but Fred Lynn swung at it, popped it up down the left field line. George Foster catches it. Denny Doyle tags up. Don Zimmer's yelling, no, no, no. He thought he said, go, go, go. It wasn't a deep fly ball. George steps out, throws one hopper to me. I tag Doyle out. We've got double play. And I grabbed the hold of Will. I said, Will, you crossed me up. I gave you the sign for the slider. And he said, well, sometimes those things work out. And he walked back to the mound. We got out of the inning, and then, to me, the greatest catch ever in World Series was Dwight Evans when Joe Morgan hit a ball deep to right field. I don't say that Darryl caught the ball caught him. He turned around, threw it, had a double play. Then we went to the 12th inning. Pat Darcy had pitched the 11th and had done well. He warmed up in the 12th, and there was nothing. I looked over to Sparky in the dugout, and I said, no chance. They were getting out of this inning. Yeah. And then Carlton Fisk hits a home run, and we have to play a seventh game. Here we were looking at becoming the Buffalo Bills or the Denver Broncos that couldn't win a series after being in two already and losing. Of course, Tony Perez hit the home run. Joe Morgan got the base hit. That was what baseball was all about. Yeah. You can win individual awards. When I walked into that locker room after that seventh game, 25 players were world champions, coaches, managers, trainers, equipment guys, sponsors, owners, and millions of people all over the country that loved the Big Red Machine. There was nothing greater than celebrating. Everybody was equal, a world champion. You have the parades and people are thrilled. I still tell people the effect it is on fans. When the Red Sox finally won a World Series, there was a family in California that went outside and poured champagne over each other. So we do a lot for a lot of people's lives.
That's one thing that's great about the sport of baseball. While it is a team, it still does come down to that individual, because every one of you have to stand up there at that plate all by yourself.
Well, it's like life. There is no I in team, but it's all I's. Mm-hmm. Whatever businesses you're in, you better have the best people at each position. Oh, you'll win as a team. But they don't say, okay, we'll take this team over here for the All-Star team. No, they take the best players at each position. So if you're a car dealer, you better have the best general manager, parts manager, sales manager, salesman, a great product, and you really have a great team. But it's all made of great individuals.
In 75 for that World Series, are your parents then able to be watching you?
No, they moved from Oklahoma to Cincinnati.
So then they were with you?
Oh, yeah.
And to watch you?
Oh, yeah.
And your dad?
They moved up, and they ran a motel up there. Gosh, people would come for the weekends, and they'd spend the weekend, and Mom would cook, because the office was their house, basically, where they slept and where they cooked. They had a living room, and there was always people sitting out on the porch there, just baseball fans, and Mom and Dad loved it. They would come to the games all the time. My dad was just a good old boy, country boy, loved it, knew the game, and every time I swung the bat, he swung the bat. I was still playing for Dad.